This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to change gears here a little bit. And, you know, I don't think we've talked about Equifax on the show.
Yeah, I had that in my show prep, too, and it's a frickin' frightening loss of data.
Right.
Terrifying.
So, just real quick, explain what data wound up being released or lost or hacked or whatever term you want to use here.
Sure. So, basically, Equifax is one of the big three credit what would you refer to them as? Credit companies. Companies that provide other companies with information about people's personal credit.
Credit bureau.
Credit bureau, that's a good answer.
Credit score aggregator.
Yep.
Credit score creator. I'm not sure exactly what they...
Yeah.
But they get information from various outlets like credit card companies, banks, utilities, yep. And they calculate what sort of credit history you have, and then they give you a score.
Right. So they gather this information from lots of large companies.
You don't necessarily have to call Equifax and say, yes, Equifax, I would like to have your services.
Right.
Because they're tabulating all of this info, whether you ask for it or not, because, well, the apartment that you just applied for, they can call up Equifax.
Yep.
The bank where you're going to open a new bank account, they could call up Equifax. The credit card company, Capital One, they could call up Equifax and say, hey, we need a credit history on fill-in-the-blank person. Here's the name, date, serial number.
Right. And
so
if
the
you
moral
want...
of the story, don't spend money you don't have.
No, the moral of the story is even very large companies that are supposedly very trustworthy can still suffer data breaches.
And people that have never had credit cards still have a credit score.
Right.
Because, oh, you've paid all of your bills on time. That winds up, I've heard some people say it gives you points. I've heard other people say it reduces points because paying your bills on time. Because then you don't actually have a credit history because your account never went in the negative, so there's no credit there.
Yeah, it was really bad, and the fact is that Equifax and all these credit bureaus that are out there all possess amounts of information about you that are frankly staggering. They
probably
know,
have more information on me than I have on me.
They have more information on me than I can sometimes remember. So have you ever filled out a credit application? We have to verify your history. And they'll say, okay, in 1978, which of these road names did you live on? Or in 1992, or you know what I mean? Or which of these addresses
over the last 5 years, which of these cities have you lived in?
Right. And they've hit me with some that were just completely off the wall. And that is data maintained by
Equifax.
Which
of the following vehicles have you ever owned?
Yeah, yeah. And so based on that, they have all this information. They have your Social Security number. They have your address, every known address. They probably could easily link it to people in your immediate family. Date of birth.
Of course.
Basically all the information one would need to commit identity theft against you. It gives them a real good start. So they lost the data on 143 million Americans. Now, to put that into some perspective...
Now, I've heard it was 143 million people across the U.S., Canada, and U.K.
You may be right. I'm not sure.
Which, in either case, that's still a lot of people. And when you think that there's a large segment of the population that has no credit...
I'm thinking people under the age of, say, 16, 15, somewhere in there.
Yep.
That's still a pretty big population.
And then, you know, there are some adults that somehow have avoided, you know, getting bank accounts and this and that and having anything that would show up in a credit report.
Yeah.
But still, this is, whether it's 143 million just in the U.S. or across the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., that's still a large percentage of people.
Yeah.
So jumping into why we're actually talking about this, story from The Verge came out a couple of days ago. And, well, let me just jump into the story. Earlier this month, hackers broke into the servers of Equifax and took the data on 143 million people, including Social Security numbers. In response to the attack, Equifax set up a website that I will not give you the URL for, you'll thank me later, for possible victims to verify whether they were affected. Because the process involves sharing sensitive information, consumers have to trust that they're entering data in the right place, which can be tricky because the breach recovery site itself is not part of the Equifax website. If users end up on the wrong site, they could end up leaking their data that was already possibly leaked and that they were concerned may have been stolen. So basically, Equifax was sending people to the wrong website and people were possibly giving over very personal information to try to find out if their very personal information had been leaked from the Equifax website.
I got to bring this up, too, and this is another aspect of this story that's just insane. Equifax originally said that they would set up, you know, a way for you to find out if you were part of the leak.
And right. How do you find out?
Well, the idea was, this was Equifax's idea, you go to the Equifax website, you punch in your name, you click on accept terms and conditions, and then it shows you. The problem was accepting the terms and conditions included I will not join any class action lawsuit or bring anything against Equifax.
Smart contract. Let's just put everything on a smart contract that nobody's ever going to actually wind up reading.
Aren't there laws, though, against that where you, like, implied?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read something about this when I was doing the insurance licensing, like, courses that you take before you do the exam, and
that would be
implied and express consent or something.
Equifax did later wind up saying that even though that may have actually been in there, they weren't planning to actually enforce that.
Oh, wait till they see the numbers, then they might change their mind.
But I also heard that depending on what sort of device you logged into that website with, you would get different information. There was a podcast, I forget what it was. I was listening to another podcast where they played an audio clip from a third podcast. And the host was saying he went to the website on his laptop, got one result, went to the site on his phone, typed in the same exact information, and got a completely different result. So they might not have even been providing accurate information. The story from The Verge continues, and of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Just yesterday, Equifax ended up creating the exact situation on Twitter, that situation of giving out the false site to go to, hey, go to this site and check the thing. Well, they put up the wrong website again. In a tweet to a potential victim, the credit bureau linked to one website instead of what it actually should have been. Again, I'm not going to say these over the airwaves in case someone goes to the wrong one. It was an easy mistake to make, according to The Verge, but the result sent the user to a site with no connection to Equifax. Equifax did delete the tweet shortly after the article was originally published, but it remained live for nearly 24 hours.
Wow.
The That's crazy.
Story continues. Further research revealed three more tweets that had sent potential victims to the same false address dating back as far as September 9th, and then they do post the shots of those. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say is, like, are people trying to, like, criminals trying to steal more information bait, like, in response to the Equifax thing? Like, is this phishing site, like, stealing even more information?
He'll get into that part.
Very possibly. We'll get into it. Plus, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You scared?
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And before we get back into the very, very disturbing story about Equifax, I've got a very important question for you.
Let's hear.
Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day?
Yes.
I actually had a fruit cup today.
That's you had one. Okay, that's
no, there
possibly
might be more.
A serving.
Mango and strawberry.
Well, if you're not getting 5 servings, well, you've got company because only about 10% of people actually are. But there's actually a preponderance of research that shows that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form every day, and only about 1% of the population does that. What's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Well, protection from obesity, protection from heart disease, protection from type 2 diabetes, protection from cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I've been getting my 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and I don't sit down next to a gallon bucket of, you know, bananas and strawberries and weird green leafy things. I cheat, and you can too. I've been putting fruit and veggie total in my smoothies every morning. It comes from the makers of Whole Food Multi-Complete, and you can do it too. It's super easy. So join me in this worthy goal of eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling better. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. Buy yourself some fruit and veggie total and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Plus, they give you a free shaker bottle with your order. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL.
Hey, Daryl, that kind of reminded me. We got that 5K coming up. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yep. That's in two and a half weeks. I've got a half marathon coming up on Sunday and a 10-miler coming up in 5 weeks.
I'll be driving, so if you guys need a lift, I mean, I'll get you like within 100 yards. Because it's on a Saturday.
It would be so cool if we had all Thursday nights Free Talk Live hosts running a 5K. We could have wore matching t-shirts, you know.
Chris doesn't run unless he's being chased by bears.
Or cops.
No, it's Saturday. That's the busiest day in our shop, so there's no way I can get off on a Saturday.
Oh. So let's get back into the article from The Verge about the fishing site. Not that kind of fishing. We're not talking about, you know, like throwing a, you know, piece of bait into the ocean.
He's clarifying this because when he first started talking about it, I thought he was talking about fishing.
So,
I'm like, why would Equifax?
What's wrong with the Equifax? You know, helping people
like
go to recreation.
No, I said, why would Equifax send people fishing?
Luckily, and again, the Equifax Twitter had been sending people to a URL that was not owned by Equifax going back to about September 9th. The Verge says, luckily, the alternate URL Equifax was sending victims to was not malicious. Full stack developer Nick Sweeting set up the misspelling phishing site in order to expose vulnerabilities that existed in Equifax's response page. He said, quote, I made the site because Equifax made a huge mistake by using a domain that doesn't have that trust attached to it,
right,
as opposed to hosting it on Equifax.com. He told The Verge, it makes it ridiculously easy for scammers to come in and build clones. They can buy up dozens of domains and typo squad and get people to type in their information. Sweeting says no data will leave his page, and that he removed any risk of leaking data via network request by redirecting them back to the user's own computer. So hopefully data entered on the site is still relatively safe. Still, the team at Equifax linked out to his page. That isn't very reassuring.
It is. There's so many mistakes in this. Okay, first of all, when they talk about the domain, so they set up this long URL that ends in 2017, you know, this is the one. where instead they could have used what's called a subdomain. So instead of going to www.equifax.com, it could have directed them to go to breach.equifax.com.
Correct.
So in other words, you're still in Equifax.
Maybe, just maybe, the IT guy at Equifax hasn't figured out how to do subdomains.
Well, that guy, their chief technology officer, I believe, has already resigned.
Oh, right. That was the lady with the music degree. I'm not making that up.
Really?
I saw things floating around. I think it was from like her LinkedIn page where her degrees were in music.
Whose degrees?
The IT officer at Equifax had degrees in music.
Well, okay.
Now, that's not to disparage people with degrees in music.
No, and it's also
I've got
not...
an aunt with a doctorate in piano theory. I don't know what in the blue hell that actually means.
And it...
She knows a bunch of stuff about piano. She's really good at playing the piano. She's really good at teaching people how to play the piano.
Right.
I don't want her doing IT.
See, I'm an IT guy. I've worked in IT off and on for the better part of almost, well, 3 decades. Because somebody has a degree or doesn't have a degree is, in my mind, nearly irrelevant. What really matters is, what have you done? What industries have you worked in? What have your responsibilities been? And are you good at your job? So I'm not going to slam her for having a degree. A lot of the best engineers I ever worked with, security engineers, never had any degree at all, but they had worked in the field for so long, they were sharp.
Right, but, you know, one would think that if you had a bunch of, you know, IT certifications, you would list those on your LinkedIn or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wasn't there like a 16-year-old from Russia that hacked the Pentagon or something?
No, probably.
I don't know. There may have been claims that a 16-year-old from Russia hacked the Pentagon.
There was
the claim from the FBI that the Russians hacked the election, and the FBI report, trying to provide evidence. And
they
were saying that RT America hosting debates with Libertarian and Green Party candidates was proof that the Russians interfered in the election.
There you go. Got the likes of people like Daryl W. Perry on the TV for a while.
Well, we did have, was it Kira Kichinova come to the Russian Libertarian girl that came to the 2014 convention?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she was starting like a Libertarian Party in Russia.
Continuing with the article from The Verge, prior to Equifax customer service sharing the imposter site, Sweeting, that's the guy that actually wound up buying that domain, says he emailed the support team and tweeted to Equifax that he spotted a potential vulnerability. Equifax's entire response to the breach has been a mess. The company's website set off alarms for lawyers who worried it might waive victims' rights to sue the company. And the response phone line representatives actually had no information and just directed concerned consumers back to the website. Although the misspelled link likely was not intentional on the part of Equifax, it does demonstrate just how easy it is for attackers to trick consumers. Even the company's own support team was fooled. There's more on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to invite you to go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Friend of ours, former host of the show, Derek J. Freeman, about 6 years ago-ish, went on a victimless crime spree where he attempted to smoke in a public park. He tried throwing a dance party. He talked to a crossing guard. He tried going to court, and he was riding his bicycle and tried filming something outside of a court. Wound up getting arrested about half a dozen times in less than a year. Was faced with about a decade behind bars, and wound up, you know, doing something that basically is akin to self-preservation. He wound up taking a plea deal, even though he was heavily involved in doing Don't Take a Plea outreach. But all of his arrests, with one exception, were caught on film. And a full-length documentary was made about that. The five-year anniversary screening happened this past Sunday in Portsmouth, at a theater that does accept Bitcoin. And I know Ian filmed the Q&A at the end. Hopefully he'll have that video up soon where you can watch that Q&A. But you can go right now to victimlesscrimespree.com, watch the documentary for free, or maybe you want to get a copy of the DVD that has about 7 hours of bonus material. You can do that as well, victimlesscrimespree.com. A little bit more on this story from Equifax, then we will wind up going to the phones, 855-450-FREE. So Equifax was hacked. Or cracked, whatever word you want to use. I know some hackers, the good guys, the white hat hackers, they wind up saying no, hack is a good word. If people are doing malicious things, you use the term crack because you're cracking something for malicious reasons. Where the white hat hackers, they're doing it for the purpose of finding
security flaws
to wind up fixing them before there is a crack. But data on 143 million people, including birthdays, social security numbers, addresses, potentially many, many addresses. And Equifax responded by sending people to a website that Equifax did not control. Oopsie. Luckily, somebody that's a developer wound up purchasing that domain and doing something to send the data back to the people's computers so it didn't fall into the wrong hands.
Right, but here is what's important. The fact that Equifax was so stupid in setting this thing up this
incompetent
way. Incompetent's a great word. It just as easily as it was a white hat, a guy who was just pointing out the flaw and going to show how easy. It could have been somebody with the worst intentions, and you could have gone to this site believing you were on Equifax and typed in every personal, all your personal information, and then it would, forget the breach, you would have just voluntarily turned over all the information somebody needed.
I don't know. So you're saying that Equifax had this big breach, right? Lost 143 million people's personal information.
Yep.
Then after that breach, redirected them to a website where they could potentially have all their information sold again?
Yes.
That just comes off a little fishy to me. No pun intended.
The article here from The Verge continues. It says, again, although misspelled link likely was not intentional on the part of Equifax, it does demonstrate just how easy it is for attackers to trick consumers. Even the company's own support team was fooled. It also shows a lack of consistent response strategy. The author says, I don't necessarily blame the support team, as they're likely just freelancers hired for this particular breach, but Equifax needs to get its response strategy together. A spokesman for Equifax says all tweets sent from their account with the wrong URL have been deleted. Quote, all posts using the wrong link have been taken down to confirm the correct website is, and I'm not going to say it just in case somebody writes it down incorrectly, we apologize for the confusion. The Verge then says if you've signed up for Equifax's identity monitoring, requesting a credit freeze, or inputting your personal information anywhere online, double check that you actually were navigated to the correct website. So there is that. Again, the link will be posted on the Facebook and the Twitter.
As far as like Equifax goes, like who do you guys think should be held like responsible for a breach like this?
Government.
The government?
Sure.
In what way?
Yeah, please explain.
You lost me, Chris.
That's okay.
I think I understand why. I just want you to explain for the benefit of anybody listening at home.
Yeah, I have a real issue when the market is not allowed to operate like markets are supposed to be allowed to operate. So in this case, you have basically three consumer credit reporting bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Sounds right.
Right. So why exactly are there only three? The answer is because they have been legislated and they are protected, that these three shall hold whatever license is necessary to provide consumer credit information to companies. Now, when you get into credit information for corporations, then you have, who is it, Moody's, Standard & Poor, and somebody else. which are the big three there. But the problem is government comes in, decides that there's a problem, and it's going to fix it through legislation. Yeah, you may be right.
Yeah, I think that's the
But why is that? Why aren't, right now, Equifax is not going to go out of business. And the story is still developing, and we all know that, but I'm going to call it right now. Equifax will not go out of business. They will not be sued out of existence, which is what they should do.
Yeah.
This should be the outcome in a market that somebody who behaves this irresponsibly should be sued till they're nothing but dust, till they are just a vague memory of remember that company that was so bad.
Because if it wasn't for the regulation, then Equifax probably wouldn't have had 143 million people's information.
No, they could have
damage control would have been a lot easier because there would have been like a smaller fire to put out.
There could have been competitors. Instead of there being three credit reporting agencies, there could have been 10.
Yeah.
And the weakest ones, the ones that have breaches and are not good stewards of people's data and information, they would have gone away. The second thing is, I think there's a real argument to be made for voluntarily providing your credit information.
You know what's weird is I've gotten something one time around like tax time where it was like somebody like with my name, like I got sent their tax information.
That's pretty
strange. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But I think you should have the opportunity when you fill out. The only reason to have a credit score is two things. To either demonstrate that you can afford to buy something on credit, yep, and that's something you should be in control of, or that you are a horrible risk. And if that's the case, then I think companies should have some way of reporting that to an agency or agencies.
Right. And I've heard, and I have no way of personally verifying this, but I've heard that even if you do have a credit card but you don't carry a balance,
right,
then that actually winds up reflecting negatively on your credit report because it then doesn't give you quote-unquote credit history.
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, and all the rules of how they operate, that's completely up to them, which I don't disagree with, but it would be good if people had a basic understanding of how this stuff worked. And
right.
And like I said, when things are regulated, when there's a limited number of competitors, then one of those three is more than welcome to behave irresponsibly, negligently, and this is what you get. Thank you, government.
And maybe there should be, and I don't think this should be legislated at all, but maybe somebody should look into creating a this person is responsible rating to where if somebody always pays their bills on time,
right,
they get a good score. And
like
it
a badge.
Yeah. Badge of honor. Achievement unlocked. You paid your utility bill. Congratulations for being a responsible human being. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-4.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to try the best pillow you will ever use? And you can try it risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about my pillow. Now, you don't get to come use mine, and you don't get to go to Chris's house and use his. You can get your very own. Mine. The brand name is MyPillow. These things are designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a while, probably a year and a half. It's definitely the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, once it winds up getting some dead skin and dirt, you can take your MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer. I've not done that yet. Probably need to.
Probably.
But it's still usable after you wash it and you dry it.
That's
Don't try
cool.
that at home with a regular pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days for some reason, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
And I got to say, I love the feel of clean sheets. You know, when you strip the bed down, wash all your sheets, and then put them all back on, it's fresh.
I don't want to know about you stripping down and rolling around
Easy
on
Daryl.
Your sheets.
Easy, Daryl. But being able to do that with your pillow, when it comes out, it's just all
fluffed. Do you really have
up.
A pillow?
I've had one before it was advertised
you have a
on the show.
Pillow.
Yeah. The first time I read the ad, Chris was like, I've had one of these things for years.
We've had ours for That's years, and Colleen actually exchanged hers.
Really?
Yeah. It
wrong
wasn't,
size?
Yeah, she did. It was the wrong size. It didn't fit, and they were great to work with. I think she paid one-way shipping after having the thing for like 3 years. and got it taken care of and got her new one. She loves it.
MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-3.
Lots of callers. This is exciting, right?
855-450-3733. We've got Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Clean pillows to go with the sheath, right? Yeah.
Right.
I'm on board. Absolutely. Here's my question. I used to really have a problem. I was like a clean freak, you know, almost OCD, probably OCD. That was the one thing I thought, you know, here I've got this clean bed and what about the pillow, you know, right, underneath the case, of course. You know, that's still dirty. So I tried to wash regular pillows and they always come out lumpy or they fall apart. Have you guys washed one of those? And I'd like to
know
how that came out.
I'll tell you, when you get it out of the dryer, so you just throw it in the wash, wash it, throw it in the dryer, it comes out, it's like expanded to like two or three times the size of when it went in.
Right, and when you first order the pillow, the instructions say throw it in the dryer
right
to cause that expansion.
Yeah. So it expands way out and is really soft at first, but then as you sleep on it, it settles down to that point where it's just, it's the way it was.
Right.
So, but it is, it's a really good fresh feeling when you do that.
Yeah, and I understand the guy who started that company and still is running it. It's a really decent, good guy. Yeah, a Christian, and he sent, I understand, a whole tractor trailer full of those pillows down to these various disasters that have happened.
Excellent. I had not heard that, but I know that's not what you called in for, Tom, so what's your mind?
Did you call in to talk about pillows?
Pillow Talk Live.
Pillow Talk Live is on another network.
You're talking about credit reporting agencies.
Yes.
Let me tell you, they're an absolute fraud. I came to know this back when I was a detective, a police detective, doing background investigations. I think we talked about this the other night, at least the right background investigation part. One of the criteria for looking into people who apply and want to become police officers or police cadets is to run a credit report. Now, as a young detective, I used to take you know, follow the lead of the detective who was teaching me and take the credit report that was pulled. You know, I'd request it and the secretary would do something and it'd come in, I guess, you know, sometime that week. And I would take for granted that this stuff was accurate. Well, when I became right a more senior detective, and actually that was around the time when the Americans with Disability Act came into play, which really, I'll say, limits you on a lot of things that you can ask a candidate to become a police officer, which is not necessarily a good thing, but that we really had to follow the law to a T.
Right.
And so I thought, let me look into this whole credit thing, because I had one applicant say, this is ridiculous. I was married, and this simply isn't accurate. And I, you know, actually went to bat for her, and the higher-ups simply said no. Well, when I investigated these various agencies, there's three of them, and by the way, you can get a free report from each and every one of them each year. It won't cost you anything. At any rate, they use something called a proprietary formula for coming up with these credit scores. So there's no way that I can authenticate or audit what they're telling me. I simply have to take their word for it. Now, the Federal Trade Commission within the federal government, they're tasked with investigating these guys. In 2013, I know they did an investigation, and their reports were basically like mine, only in the sense that they said, there's a lot of problems and inaccuracies here. However, they didn't go into the issue, and this really makes you wonder about what these agencies, the credit reporting agencies, which are privately owned, what they're doing with this proprietary algorithm, this formula. They don't mention it at all in their report. That bothers me because that says somebody is telling them back off of this very basic problem. And that is a very basic problem. There's no reason, if they're on the up and up, that they should not have their books open for anyone to look at and correct or at least lodge a complaint. Now, you can lodge a complaint, but you never know how they come up with that number. And I promise you, it's abused in every way you can think of.
Yeah.
Oh, that would not surprise me at all. Tom, thank you for the call. Let's go to John calling in from Albertville, Minnesota, watching on YouTube. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. What's on your mind?
I was going to make a comment about the, you're talking about the roads and speed limits, but before I do, I just want to say, Heather, you're the reason that I came to start listening to this. I heard your name on some other podcast when you were talking about the free speech rally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they said something about a video. Someone was down there, and that's what got me onto yours. So thanks for that. I've been listening ever since.
Oh, awesome. That makes me feel special.
So John's the president of the Heather fan club. What's on your mind, John?
What's up, John?
we were talking about somebody speeding and swerving down the road. Daryl, is the problem with that it's on a public road that's enforced by public employees and stuff like that? Like, would you be opposed to that on a private road?
Well, Heather was giving a hypothetical, and Chris was actually the one responding to her hypothetical. So, Chris, I'll let you answer the question.
Private road, no problem. Make the speed limit 5 miles an hour or make it 200 miles an hour. I can choose. I have a choice about whether I want to drive on your road or not. I'm fine with that.
In theory, you have a choice if you drive on the road, but let's say somebody buys the one road that connects directly from Keene, New Hampshire, where we are, to Concord, New Hampshire, which is the state capital. Then, do I really have a choice if there's only one road that gets me from where I am to where I want to go?
Go around it.
Stop messing with the camera, Chris.
Go around. I understand that. I think we need to be realistic when we use these hypotheticals. So I'm going to say that somebody acquires land next to a or acquires a right-of-way next to an existing road.
Okay.
Because it would make sense because I want to beat the government. I want to compete with them, and I want more people on my road. So I would choose to invest my billions of dollars into a road that was well-traveled.
Right. And what I was thinking about that was, I mean, if they're the ones enforcing it, they're the ones that are stealing to take it. Basically, the mafia owns the road, and if the fines get high enough, this is for your protection or whatever. Maybe there's some sort of kind of, I don't know, like a Laffer curve where it's like we can put in this much tyranny to and that won't cause a revolution.
Right.
And then, I'm just thinking that maybe they're doing a balancing act. And what I like to do with my life is try to get people to realize that, the tyranny is really bad and just be like, you don't need to accept this tyranny.
John, feel free to hold over the news if you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.